大家好，欢迎收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And I'm Terry. Do you like kids?
I do, but I don't want one myself.
Yeah, that sounds really like Kara.
How so?
Okay.
好的，好的。那 have you been following the news lately?
Yeah, heard of the school kids who started a fire in the school?
Yeah, are they going to go scot-free?
Definitely not.And if what they did with regards to the law is a huge crime, they might be convicted or punished severely.
How old are they?
It was maybe 10 years, 11 years, in between 10, 11 and 12.
就是不知道大家有没有关注过这个消息啊，就是那个学校的小朋友放火的这个事情。Well, very complicated.
Yeah. Guys, naughty kid is our topic for today. How is that called in Chinese, Kara?
熊孩子。
熊猫孩子。
熊孩子就是 naughty kids 的意思。那就是我们今天要聊的这个主题。如果说大家想要查看我们今天节目的文字笔记的话呢，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。
All right, so naughty kid can be referred to wild kid.Impish, elvish, mischievous, a little bit more harsh to describe a child's behavior, I guess. Using impish, elvish, or mischievous. But maybe a wild kid is okay.
Now, wild kid 是不是就和 naughty kid 差不多?
Yes, they are all the same. Actually, all these words, you can use it for naughty kids. But if you say a child is an elvish or a mischievous, impish, that's too harsh, I think.
就是用给大家解释一下啊。首先呢，熊孩子我们刚刚提到了一个 naughty kids, 那个是可以的，就淘气的小朋友。或者呢，你也可以讲 wild kid. Wild 就是非常野的啊，就是那种野孩子，非常调皮。那还有三个词呢，就听起来发音怪怪的那三个词啊，一个是 impish,、mm-hmm. 它拼成 impish,、mm-hmm. 还有一个 elvish,、mm-hmm.E-L-V-I-S-H、mm-hmm. 还有一个 What's the other one?
Mischievous Yes
然后这三个词呢相对就会这个严重级啊就会高一点如果说你用这三个词去评价孩子的话呢有的时候可能会觉得有点 harsh 就是有点太过火了、mm-hmm. 但是如果说那个孩子真的有到那个程度的话比如说 Those kids set fires、
mm-hmm. fire. Of course they are elvish
你就可以用这样的词来形容他、mm-hmm. 没有问题
Alright so well but some children can fit into all these categories or names maybe
I think so too.、Mm-hmm. Like the children who bully others at school.、Mm-hmm. Bully 就是霸凌的意思，就是在学校欺负其他小朋友那种小孩子。Or can start a fire in their school, like、yep. we just talked about.
Yeah, guys, we are not making this up. Incidents like these can be found on the news.、
So how do parents deal with such kids?、wait a minute, are there naughty kids in the U.S.?
Yep, a lot of them.
非常多是吧
Yeah.
但是我们好像 we define naughty kids differently.
It could be, but the bully kids that are in US, is the same attitude and behavior. That is what a person would do that we call the child also a bully kid here in China, right?
Is it common in the US?
Like, very common.、Oh, I used to be bullied in school.
Really?
Yeah, one day I got bullied and my mom said, I came home and then...My mom said I should go back and fight, but I didn't know how to fight, so I lost the fight.
You're too nice to fight.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Kara thinks I'm too nice. Well, I think the parents go with setting rules first, draft a set of rules and explain it to that child and tell them the consequences if they break these rules.
没错，就是孩子在成长的过程当中啊，尤其是年龄越小，那这个家庭父母的教育就越重要。所以呢，其实Terry 觉得啊，就是父母呢可以设置一些规则，然后呢向孩子解释这些规则，并且呢告诉他们，如果说打破了这些规则，会有什么样的后果。Does it work?
Yep, but not all the time. You know, every child is special, right?So they should be treated special and different. You know, what will work for a child A might not work for child B.
对， So I think parenthood is really difficult.
Yeah, right. So maybe a set of rules might work for one child, and the other child, motivation, praise, encouragement might work for them.
So I think each parent also have to know their child's strength and weaknesses in order to motivate them the right way.
Yep, you got it.
那其实呢在我们中国啊对于这种熊孩子呢父母也是有很多的应对的方式但我觉得最常见的啊就比如说我小时候如果犯了错的话那我妈一般就是打或者说骂但是 How do your parents in America usually discipline a naughty kid?
Grounded. I've been grounded like 1,000 times in my life.
Really? What did you do?
Nothing, just a normal naughty kid.
那首先呢我知道大家可能在看美剧的时候经常看到这个词就是 grounded You are grounded
You are grounded
就是你被禁足了
Go back to your room
你不能出门你滚回自己的房间里面去就是对就是罚禁足、
Or maybe doing the house chores Doing the dishes It's a punishment
就是惩罚他们去做一些家务活 You do the house chores、
yes.
Chore 这个词呢是 C-H-O-R-E-S 就是家务活的意思
Or maybe cutting out any special treatment Like going to see the movies Getting ice cream or blah blah blah
就是停掉断掉一些 special treatment 就是一些特别的奖励或者说一些比如说看电影啊或者说带你去吃冰淇淋啊这些东西全部都切断没有惩罚
Or sometimes our parents can shout at us and be like You shouldn't have done that
好像你不是那么的凶啊 You're really too nice You shouldn't have done that、
yeah.
不该这么做的
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that And you know once my friend told me that when she was young, right, she used to be the elder, and she had three siblings, right? So when their parents go out, she would let the brothers clean the place, right? But sometimes so when their parents come in and they are all naughty, so when they are grounded and the father would say, okay, you go.So she used to think that it was because the father loves her so much. But guess what? It was not so. It was because she has to go and do house chores, right? Yeah, that's the point.
好，给大家解释一下这个小故事啊，就是他们的这个 ground 其实有非常多种不同的形式。
Yeah.
大家在这个电视剧里面看到的呢，可能就是说被关在房间里面不能出去。但其实呢，有的时候，比如说一家有四个兄弟姐妹啊，他们会跪成一个圈不能动，或者说父母会说你坐在那个椅子上不能动，就有各种各样不同禁足的方式。那他之前呢被禁足的时候，他的爸爸啊就是会说。你去帮你妈妈做家务、然后呢他就会觉得说哎呦爸爸真爱我让我先站起来但是呢后来长大之后才意识到说哦原来是想要我去帮忙做家务因为他自己不想做
Yeah I was just being used Yeah my friend was also being used too
好了好了我们又扯远了好那今天的这一期节目呢就和大家聊到这里了
好 guys bye bye
我是卡拉
I'm Terry
拜拜
Bye
Thank you.